I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Like a wintertime flu, the American subprime mortgage crisis morphed into an international credit crunch and is now turning into a global recession. The Bush administration provided some aid today to one of the most affected industries, American car makers. The president announced a $17 billion loan package this morning to help Detroit. And as The World's Matthew Bell reports, foreign car makers are breathing a sigh of relief as well.
President Bush said he didn't want to give American car companies billions of dollars in government loans. It goes against his free market principles. But he said he had to act because in these uncertain times, the whole U.S. economy is at stake.
There's too great a risk that bankruptcy now would lead to a disorderly liquidation of American auto companies. My economic advisors believe that such a collapse would deal an unacceptably painful blow to hardworking Americans far beyond the auto industry.
It could send our economy into a deeper and longer recession, the president said. This $17 billion rescue loan package is for GM and Chrysler. Ford says it doesn't need emergency money right now. And what it amounts to is a short-term lifeline for these two auto giants with lots of strings attached. GM and Chrysler will have to come up with a viable plan for the future by the end of March. If they fail to do so, they will have to repay the loans and face the possibility of filing for bankruptcy. President Bush said this restructuring of the American auto industry will demand meaningful concessions from all those involved.
In particular, automakers must meet conditions that experts agree are necessary for long-term viability, including putting their retirement plans on a sustainable footing, persuading bondholders to convert their debt into capital the companies need to address immediate financial shortfalls, and making their compensation competitive with foreign automakers who have major operations in the United States.
So how should those foreign automakers feel about what amounts to a $17 billion government subsidy for their American competitors?
The last thing that you want is for big companies such as GM or Chrysler to go under.
Mauro Guillen is an auto industry expert at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the global car business is so interconnected that a failure of one or more of the Detroit companies would be a shock felt by all.
No, the impact on auto parts makers, the impact on dealerships, the impact on financial companies will be huge.
But while nobody wants sudden, dramatic change, Guillen says foreign car companies have a lot to gain from the changes being forced onto the big U.S. automakers. What those changes amount to, he says, is downsizing.
And the writing has been on the wall for many years. It's just that thanks to the SUV boom, they were able to, you know, get away with it. Looking at the numbers, it is inevitable.
And it's either going to be a hard landing or a soft landing.
Yeah, I think what's part of the debate is exactly what the process will be by which, let's say, in 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, we will have a GM that maybe will be about a third of its current size, and probably Ford will be about a half, and Chrysler will see whether it's around or not.
Business professor Gerald Reese of the University of Cardiff says the American car market is likely to thrive in the long term. It just won't be American-owned. Reese says the auto industry in this country will probably look a lot more like the one in Britain.
All the major players and a lot of the minor ones are foreign-owned, and the same thing is true for the major component firms as well. But the result has been we've got the most efficient industry ever.
Reese says the short-term loans announced today provide some measure of certainty for American car manufacturers and their foreign competitors, but they're really just a stay of execution, he says. The tough decisions for Detroit and for Washington are being put off until later, after Barack Obama takes office and before the emergency funds run out. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.